In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
You can't take it with you. It's a phrase in our culture about dying in the afterlife. The phrase, you can't take it with you, means no matter how rich you are, no matter what you own, or accumulate, or collect, or store away, it's all lost when you die, because you can't take it with you. Of course, people use this bit of philosophy in two different ways. In its better interpretation, you can't take it with you means don't get obsessed with money, don't get obsessed with possessions, don't hoard things and store all kinds of things and things away, since you can't take it with you. On its flip side, some people interpret it to mean live it up, spend it all now, have a whooping good time, because you can't take it with you. You may as well live it up while you're living on this earth. And as believers, we may want to use some caution as to how far we apply the phrase, you can't take it with you. 40 days after the resurrection, our Lord ascended into heaven. And we remember this event this past Thursday and celebrate it in the church for 8 days, including this morning. And when Christ ascends into heaven, one of the things it teaches us is that we are going to take some things with us. There's a beautiful hymn we sang at Vespers of Ascension about the angels reacting to Jesus appearing, to Jesus ascending into heaven and suddenly appearing there before him having lived on earth. And it's given to us, this hymn, in dialogue format of one group of angels speaking to another. And it takes its imagery from both Psalm 24 and the 63rd chapter of Isaiah. And one group of angels says, who is this that's now coming into heaven? Who is this that we're seeing here? And the others say, it is the Lord, strong and mighty. And the first group asks, then why are his garments red as blood? And the others say, it's because the Lord came from the flesh, came from earth, and shed his blood for humanity. The angels are amazed that the Lord was able to bring something with him, his blood-stained robes. And in some icons of the Ascension, including ours here in the middle of the church, Jesus' inner white robe that usually is shown after his resurrection is tinted red to show that his robes have been tinted by the blood he offered for humanity. Now, the lesson here is not so much about physical clothes. It doesn't mean that we get to bring a closet full of clothes with us, but that Jesus bore the marks of his suffering. His red stained clothes are the symbol of his offering, and which really means that he carried into heaven his act. He carried into heaven his sacrificial love for humanity. And it teaches us that when we die, we will take things with us. No, not possessions, but the marks of how we lived. Those things will come with us, the signs of the ways that we showed love in this world. This weekend in our country, we celebrate Memorial Day. We remember those who gave and paid the ultimate price defending our freedoms, defending others both here and throughout the world. And you can well imagine a similar conversation among the angels. Who is this that comes? This is Private John Smith. Why is his uniform red? He gave his life serving others. Jesus' ascension proves that we do take the marks of love with us into heaven. And it doesn't have to be things that we died for. I think more importantly, it's the things that were with us while we lived. Maybe the angels ask, who is this that comes? And another group says, Tabitha. And they say, why are her hands all calloused? And they would say, from making clothes and blankets for the poor. Or maybe the angels ask, who is this that comes? And they say, that's Nick Zube. And they'll say, why are his feet worn out? And the others will say, from delivering meals on wheels. And obviously, I could go on and on with one person, let alone all of us, and let alone everyone that's ever lived. But the idea is that we do ascend with the marks of sacrificial love, and Christ's ascension proves it. And so the question is, what will the angels ask about you at your ascension, at your death, when your spirit is taken to heaven? And you don't want one group to say, why is his back shaped like a sofa? And the answer be, because he never did anything for anybody else. You know, it's not just the marks of hard work or being busy. If the angels ask, why are there bags under his or her eyes? It's a very different answer to say, he stayed late at work every night amassing his fortune, than it is to say, he stayed up late at night holding the hands of the dying. You see, it's not just the work, it's what we're working for, or maybe better put, who we're working for. The marks that bring us into the kingdom of heaven are those that involve sacrificial love, those that involve serving others, those that involve caring for the poor, reaching out to the depressed, helping someone else find hope in our Savior Jesus Christ, delivering meals on wheels, making clothes and blankets for those in need, and giving our lives because we love others. Now, there's the phrase, you can't take it with you. And that may be true about possessions. But when it comes to the marks of sacrificial love, Jesus' ascension proves that we do take things with us. And when it's your turn, what marks will the angels in heaven be amazed to see in you? Amen.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
Amen.